Good morning, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, there's a whirly thing outside the coast of Florida. It's like a whirling and a swirling. Oh, man, no, that was last week. This week, it's Sunday, September the 8th, 2011. It's a week after the whirly thing, you know, that was going to take out Florida, destroying everything. Man, how many whirly things have we gone through together? You know, I know we've covered many whirly things, and I don't want to bring negative light to hurricanes and so forth. And, you know, one of them hit Texas here a few years back, and that it actually hit Texas, right? You know, and I get it. Last week it hit the Commonwealth of Bahamas and trashed them. But, man, seriously, folks, you live on an island in a hurricane area, it's going to hit you. It's going to trash you. And then everybody else picks up the pieces. No, I get it. We should. We should scrape you off the payment if you're still on the payment. I mean, look, that hurricane that just went over Doreen or whatever, like, washes the whole island away. You know, but there was some, anyways, I digress. But so that was really the funny part about that this week, and I just kind of wanted to start about that. It's, yes, see all them damn pencil lines they drew? They say this hurricane, it's going to go. Look, here's my pencil. Here's my pencil. No, this is my projected path. I go, all these guys are on crack. You know, my path is, it's just going to go over there and stop and poof. There it's going. It did. It went over and it walked over Bahamas and kind of sat on the Bahamas, I guess. Damn shame. I wouldn't want to live on that island. Then it kind of went poof, but it wasn't that super destructinator. The one, this is it. It's a category 3, 5, 250, 300 mile an hour winds. Oh my God, they're all going to die. Wow, that's great. There was so much fear. They even brought in the fear team, right? These are the guys that are really trained in how to, you know, lean into the wind and, like, surf and look good while talking into the microphone. We're here in the 50-mile-an-hour winds, and we're kind of doing our thing. You know, we're the big imports. They didn't get to do the hurricane stance. It wasn't that grandstand. They did get to blame it on Trump, though. You know, that is true. He took his marker, and, you know, I'm doing stuff in pencil, and, of course, he's going to do it with a marker. And, you know, all of a sudden, there's this big drama where Trump's not a weatherman. Why is Trump making the weather? Because all of us are more accurate than you guys out there in the weather industry. Y'all suck. That's from Texas, by the way. Anyways, that's my 2 seconds on the weather. Don't trust the weatherman, you know, until he gets to the other side. Well, that's the ferryman. Ah, getting everything confused today. Alan, are you there? Hello?
I am Steve, and, you know, this is one of those instances where anyone who has read anything about, you know, the HARP technology or read, you know, owning the weather by 2025, could have taken a crayon and drawn a more accurate path of what that hurricane was going to do. You know, what surprises me is that, you know, once again, I've seen a little bit of the devastation. You know, supposedly the whole island is just basically flattened. And they're saying, you know, there's 36 people that, you know, are missing. And it kind of brings back memories of something in, what was it, 2012, called Fukushima. And watching that live action of that wave rolling in, and we've got reports that 2 people are dead, and I'm sitting here, I'm watching it live, and I'm going, man, I've probably seen 1,000 people, you know, get smashed out of existence by that wave. And, you know, we've got reports 2 people are dead, and that's because they're all washed out to sea.
Yeah, that was funny. 2 people are dead. At least 2 people, you're like, well, that car that was crossing the bridge, that, it's at least one, but that was a bus, so that's more than a one. And, wow, but we can't report it, you know, until we report it. But generally speaking, Alan, people don't believe that there's any weather modification things going on. And that's kind of fascinating all in itself, just due to the nature of how open the discussions about weather modifications and programs have been. And then to think that none of that's going on. And what about that distraction before the hurricane where they were talking about Donald Trump throwing nuclear weapons at hurricanes? Like, you know, quite honestly, Alan, I think a nuclear weapon would do something to a hurricane. You know, it would definitely do, I don't know what it would do, but it would definitely do something. You know, if I'm throwing in my 2 cents on that one. You know, you ever thought
maybe,
about it?
Maybe they were trying to wipe all traces of Jeffrey Epstein's island off. I don't know.
You know, how far away was his island from there? I'm not too sure. Well, that's one way to scrub it, huh? Wow.
Yep, nothing to see here. Move along.
Nothing to see here. Yeah, so that's kind of been the news, right? You know, as far as I know, you know, we're still dealing with the gun grabbers and everything. Oh, I saw something rather... I'm trying to figure out how to categorize this, Alan. To me, it was funny, right? First of all, police abuse is not funny, right? You know, the cops come in, they serve a warrant, and they beat up on people. That's not funny, right? But there was I was looking through an online streaming channel of mine. I think it was just yesterday, actually. And they did this one thing where a woman was hauled out of her house yesterday when the police were serving a warrant and she was violently assaulted. And I see this guy getting dragged out of his house and cops beating on him, and he's like way bigger than they are. And there's this one woman that keeps trying to get into the fight and getting kicked back. Kind of like, what the hell? And then they pan to a neighbor that goes, she was saying she couldn't breathe. And I'm like watching this guy going, what? We watching the same thing? I see this big black guy beating up on the cops. And then there's this neighbor saying she was crying and she was in fear of her life. I'm going, what? That's a big black guy. Wow, what, they got the audio track and the video all mixed up? No. The story was about a transgender, and she was being a he at the time, I guess, and he was just dressed in his regular human skin of, you know, a man with a man body, and don't want to go to jail. I understand the don't want to go to jail. And the inconsistencies of watching the bystanders talking about what was going on in the altercation between the police department and the individual. I don't know what to say, right? The cognitive dissonance that actually creates by, you know, okay, I want you to watch this dog run after the rabbit and say that a cat is running after a rabbit. What?
Or Steve, yeah. perhaps this is a case of maybe a good law enforcement, it's really oxymoronic, but maybe this is a good law enforcement guy, and maybe this was at one of those drag queen story times, and he was trying to save our children. He was beating on something, but he couldn't really tell what it was, so he just kept beating.
This looks like it's, I tried to find the video clip, and I think that they're keeping that, I don't know, well, who knows. I didn't find it, let's just put it that way, but I did find an article representing it, and man, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 cops in this photograph, and it looks like it's the project. So, wow, an awful lot of whatever, horsepower, cop power, to take in this one girl, woman, whatever. But, of course, they don't want to be alone, especially not in a project.
Steve,
especially not anywhere.
You said something that was probably really politically incorrect there, Steve. You called something a project. I think you can't. Can you even call it that anymore, or do you have to call them those wonderful, low-priced, really fancy housing additions that the government built for these people, and they're just nice and gated communities, right?
Tell you what, Alan, you correct me again, and I'll turn you into a project.
Yeah. Just kidding. Yeah, see, the humor. In today's world, it's kind of hard not to have a sarcastic type humor because everything is just so topsy turvy. I mean, it's if you don't make fun of it, you run screaming, pulling your hair out.
Oh, I know. It's like drives me absolutely bonkers. You know, I've tried to put my head in the sand, and the truth is, I don't have a pointy enough head. I wish I was one of the cone heads. That might actually work, but you can't hide from a lot of this stuff. It's too stupid, and it's just there, I guess. And I don't know. I don't want to hide from anything. There's nothing really. But it weighs down from time to time, especially here in Texas. Not especially here in Texas. Texas ain't anything special except for, well, the fact that it is special. You know, it has its own independent power grid. The people at one time stood for freedom and liberty. They stood for, well, self-control, you know, self-governance. And now, whatever you want to say, was it
now we're a state full of... We're a state full of basically, I guess, what I would call butt monkeys now, Steve. There's a lot of butt monkeys around.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people that just want to be protected and, you know, keep me safe and take away everything that's safe. But that's such a slippery slope. Walmart.
Look at how much trouble we're really in, Steve. You know, I've been hearing, I haven't seen a lot of it, but I've been hearing, you know, about this, about, you know, all the contestants for the on the Democratic side for the presidential race again, you know, about they had some kind of a 7-hour marathon of babbling and gooing and bubbling or something. And I'll put this idea out there. Because if I had all the equipment and everything to do like a YouTube video and all this stuff, you know, I would have made it would have been beautiful. I would have made this used part of the debates that they had. And I would have introduced a new write-in candidate. You know, it's a bowl of tapioca pudding. And the tapioca pudding would have sat there and not said a damn thing and come out as the winner of the whole debate. You know, I'm surprised, really, Steve, that we haven't had something. You know, we've had the Muslims and this and that and everything else coming in. And, oh, if you don't vote for me, you're a racist. And I'm really amazed, as Farron would call it, that we don't have someone in a beekeeper suit up there, and all you can see of the whole body is just this little strip with a couple of eyes. I'm really amazed that we don't have someone like that running. That we don't even know who in that or what in the hell is beneath the pajamas, you know, or beneath the beekeeper suit. I'm really amazed that they're not running someone like that. It's, you know, it's a mystery presidential candidate.
It's the grab bag. It's all in one. It's got global warming, you know, the little bit of climate change, a little bit of transvestite, you know, it's got everything, right? You know, that's a good idea. Dressed in a beekeeper.
That's a fresh new rolling politics here, folks. Vote for the mystery candidate.
And I'm George P. Bush, and I resemble that candidate. That's the youngest Bush, but hey, that would really be wonderful for the Democrats to vote in another Bush. You know, so that's what I'm all for that, Alan. You know, we need a mystery candidate. I didn't watch any of that climate change debate. I guess there wasn't much to watch, but they're going to have. They're going to be talking about it till the end of time, and by the end of time, it's going to be the great climate change debates where they spent 7 hours in 2019 and nobody gave a crap and nobody could stay awake for it. Well, they tried to take your hamburger. What else did they try to take? Just about everything. You know, sterilize people. Yeah, let's do it. everybody gets sterilized. But that's the craziness of everything. I was trying to, well, hold on. We're getting way too ahead of ourselves, or maybe we're not. Maybe we're right on track. We do have a chat room here. It's republicoftexas.chattango.com. A couple people in it right now. Just not really populated yet. Takes a little bit of time for everybody to wipe the sleep out of their eyes and say, well, let's see if it's a good morning. Nothing's happened. Nobody's shot anybody yet. You know, the news
The date today, too, Steve, you know, just so everyone can kind of, you know, if they go back to the archives, it's August 29th or 39th today?
No, silly Alan. We're way ahead of that. It's September 8th. We're in September.
Yeah, remember last week, I was going to, since they're appropriating all our language, Steve, I figured that, you know, like I said last week, I'm going to appropriate the month. I'm going to call August 39th. Yeah.
August 39th.
Well, I don't like September.
You don't like September? Okay. You don't have to do September. We'll go ahead. We'll go ahead and do August. I don't care. I don't like, you know. I remember doing calendar studies back in 2011 as we were marching up to the 2012, you know, 21 deadline where they, you know, end of the Mayan calendar where the, you know, the Zolta and the Tune, they come together and form restart or whatever. And it is interesting that there are 360-day calendars out there besides the Gregorian. And that's a, wow, that's a whole show I'd love to have somebody else do, because I don't want to do the research again. That's just a real pain in the butt. You know, screw everybody in their calendars, and, you know, we're pretty screwed with our calendar. I mean, but we are nearing the end of the year, and we're going to be saying, like, 2020. And that's going to be fascinating. Fascinating as hell. So
it will be in certain parts of the world. Because, you know, Saudi Arabia had like a 2020 plan. You know, we're on a 2030 plan. They were more on a 2020 plan. So, you know, I'm sure there are big things planned, like, you know, over in the Middle East and some countries. Kazakhstan, I think, might have had a 2020 plan. And who knows what in the hell is going on in our county here. I know we've got our visioning plan. I'm not sure, was it 2020 or 2030 was our visioning plan? I can't remember.
Their vision is constant. Take over the place, you know. Now that you bring that up, I can't even remember all the shenanigans they're up to this week. They're probably sitting low. We had a big gun grabber thing happen through the newspaper, as normally happens throughout, let's say, throughout the universe, one gun thing happens, right? So the latest gun thing here in Texas was a guy going crazy in the mining town. It's not a mining town. It's the oil town, Odessa Midland, that lived in a shack, and he went and shot a whole bunch of people. And, you know, there was all sorts of hoo-ha-ha about that. And the enemy ends up coming up, well, it always is, the rifle. Seems to be, well, any gun, really, honestly. But they really like rifles, and they have a particular rifle that they categorize as being an assault weapon. And I get it. I get how they can try to call it an assault weapon and, you know, whatever. Normally in Texas, back in the beginning of Texas, this is about our newspaper, folks. Back in the beginning of Texas, there was a flag, right? Do I hear my noise?
And then there was music.
Oh. Hey, there was music. Hang on, folks. We'll get back to the flag story or gun story or the gun flag story. Republic of Texas Radio.
World the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Back. Okay. Well, we're backing up the phone lines already. I wonder what I said wrong. But who knows? So maybe I said something right. I want to talk about the flag and some assault weapons after this in a minute. Don't want to leave Laura in Michigan hanging on the hook for too long. So let's just go straight to Laura. Hi, Laura.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay, good. I wanted to tell you about last presidential election. They had a guy named Vermin Supreme, and he wore a boot on his head. That was one of the Democratic candidates. You can look him up. It was amazing.
But not Burrito Supreme, right?
Pardon?
It wasn't Burrito Supreme? That was for Meteorocracy.
That was Vermin Supreme.
Wow.
Yeah, he uses his weight. Anyway, he wore a boot on his head. But the other thing I wanted to talk about is my friend and I were very upset that our Kroger's aren't going to allow guns in the store anymore. So we want to start a program that says women don't shop at gun-free stores because it's too dangerous.
Well, that might be, that's one thing. You know, the other thing, though, I think one of my points with Walmart doing that crap, too, is who needs them? You know, took over the little small things anyways. I'm going to put my finger up to my nose and go, nay, and say, get out of here. You know, why don't you take your milk and go, too? Take your other crap and go. Go, Walmart. Bye. You don't love us. You don't like us. You don't play the rules by our game, you know. I mean, but Kroger's, I don't really know Kroger's much. I've never lived next. Are there anything like
Michigan,
a Walmart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a grocery store.
Okay.
We live in a rural area, so that's the only place you can buy groceries, you know.
Right. We have two of them
here.
That's
the thing about it. That's the thing about it. They've got everyone trapped, you know. Basically, if you're going to go against them, at, you know, the Walmarts and the HEB, you know, instead of Kroger in this area, if you don't go to them, basically you don't consume, and you know, which actually would be a good thing. But you know, to stop the consumerism that has been developed in this country, you know, I mean, listen to the you know, the politicos when they talk about us, they either call us citizens or consumers. No, they don't call us the citizens or the normal people out there. You know, they have very specific terms they use for us, and this is what the corporatocracy has decided that we are. So, yeah, it's what choice do you have?
We just thought that was a good slogan. Women don't shop at gun-free stores because it's too dangerous.
That's good. I do like it. I appreciate your call. Thanks, Laura.
Okay, bye-bye.
That would be kind of a good slogan, you know, if it would catch on, but then it would be one of those memes that they crush, I'm sure.
Well, I think it's just, I don't know, good for life. If somebody comes out as fully anti-gun, no, I don't. And, you know, Alan, I come across as this pro-gun person, right, all the time when I talk on the radio, and I just want to remind the folks at home, I didn't grow up in a gun-toting, gun-loving environment, but I was a person when I grew up, and I didn't have any kind of, a lot of fear for guns or anything like that. I remember, it was neat. I had a BB gun, I had a bow and arrow, and I didn't have a rifle or anything like that, but it, you know, living in the city, didn't really, you know, lend for rifles or handguns. And I remember the first time when I walked up to a cop and said, "Hey, is that a Glock? I like that. That's an all-plastic gun." And he looked at me like, "Get away from me, boy." You know, he's like, "I don't talk to anybody. I'm a cop. I'm supposed to be scary." And so I just kind of, like, left him alone. But, hey, you know, in California, they kind of don't like guns. So I never did take that up. But here in Texas, I never really did get ahead enough to start collecting a whole bunch of, you know, rifles or pistols or self-defense things. To a certain extent, Fredericksburg, Texas is peaceful, you know. I mean, anytime somebody gets murdered in Fredericksburg, they cover it up so much that it takes me a lot of investigating to find it, you know. But it does happen, you know. We found bodies in dumpsters behind Walmart and, you know, other places. They don't like it. They don't like to talk.
One little girl
it.
Dumped out here in the country, not far from my place. Yeah. Not long ago, and this is what these people have done. You know, if they, you know, they wanted all the big city folks coming here, well, they're getting the big city problems now. And Steve, I will have to admire your gumption, Steve. You know, I never grew up in the big city. You know, I never grew up anywhere where I couldn't basically, you know, walk a couple of blocks and be in the woods somewhere. You know, I will have to admit, you know, your gumption, though. I mean, you know, you had a bow and arrow and everything, but, you know, even though if you did have to go to an archery studio to shoot it, you know.
Yeah. But, you know, that was kind of like a par for, it was fun, you know. My BB gun, I got that, and I'd set up the little shoebox, and I'd start shooting little dots. Bam, bam, bam. It's fun. Right, and you collect all your BBs, right, because you can't afford any. You're a kid. You know, bam, bam, bam. And bow and arrow was a natural progression from that. You know, it was different. You broke arrows. Okay. That's the music. Long segment coming up. If you want to call in, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to be talking about real stuff. I'll do the flag story next if you guys really want. Republic of Texas Radio. Or if you don't want, doesn't matter. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
All right. We're back Sunday, August 42nd. No, it's not August 42nd. Dang it. Got that wrong again. It's September 8th, 2019. Hey, going to tell you a story about a flag someday, you know, but for now, we're just keep going to the phones. If they're there, 1-800-313-9443. Jerry in Texas, what's going on, man?
I'm through the fog, as it were. Good morning, Steve and Alan.
Good morning.
Walmart. Yeah, it's interesting. It says the state of Texas come out with open carry and HEB groceries. They put up a prohibit of open carry in their stores here in Austin area, I guess. Do they have it out there in Fredericksburg? I know HEB's out there.
Concealed carry only.
Carry only at HEB. I got a friend that got upset. He said, I'll never set foot in a HEB food store again because I can't open carry. I had a problem for that. But anyway, you remember when Walmart, not too many years ago, decided they was no longer going to sell any kind of firearm, just ammo only? And that lasted maybe 18 months till they started easing the long guns back into their stores. Do y'all remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
I don't. Alan does.
I look for all this ammo that they're no longer going to sell. Give them 12, 18 months, it'll be back in there, you know. Just I'll start adding it to the inventory again. And most people kind of like the old scenario of the camel with his nose in the tent, you know. First thing you know, the camel's taking over. Walmart, I don't see them keeping that stuff off the shelves very long, but interesting enough, one of the most popular ammos out there, I doubt seriously they'll take it off the shelves, and that's 22 long rifle.
Right, because that can be used in both pistols and rifles. You're right, Jerry. You know,
exactly.
It'll be interesting to see if they take that off the shelf.
Well, you know, and there's several little carbines out there, the Ruger 10-22, 10 rounds with a standard magazine. You can go up as much as 50 rounds if you want to buy the magazine to handle 50. And I would be curious, and somebody may know where to pull up the data if it's around, just how many people has died due to 22 gunshots versus all the other ammo that's out there, you know, per caliber. There's a lot of people killed with a 22.
Yeah. You
know, seriously injured. But anyway, just food for thought on this deal, you know.
It's an effective round. It is a very effective round, but, you know, that's one of the things about it is because there's not all the recoil and everything with it, you know, it is a lot easier to get your shot placement where you want it. So, you know, it's
a
pretty devastating round.
It's easy to suppress, too. You know, Sergeant Sam Cox, he was a retired police sergeant with Austin PD. He was on KLBJ. Y'all may have heard him. I don't know where he is anymore. I don't listen to much mainstream radio. But he made a statement one time. He said 22 can do some serious damage. Said that little projectile go in between the ribs or somewhere and rattle around. I said it can tear up some serious stuff now. You know, and I thought that was kind of funny the way he said it, but it's true. I've known people to illegally, of course, but killed more deer with a 22 long rifle than any other caliber that they ever might have not even ever had anything but a 22. You know, well placed shot. But anyway, just food for thought, folks. See what happens to the 22 long rifle on the Walmart shelves. You know, maybe I shouldn't give them any ideas, but I'll let y'all get back to your regularly scheduled program there. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Great. Thanks for the call. You know, our scheduling time and the date for our is pretty much in stone. You know, we join you here 8 o'clock in the morning Central Standard Time till 10 o'clock. But I would like to remind Jerry that we are definitely not. Well, we're more irregular than anything else. I don't want to be called regular. I don't know what that means.
Actually, you know, Steve, I forgot. I wanted to ask Jerry a question. You know,
I'm offended.
I can remember. You know, it wasn't too awful long ago that when you saw pickups driving around in this area. Damn near every one of them had a rifle rack in the back window, and at least a 22. A lot of times it was a Marlin 22 because that was, you know, it was a fairly cheap, you know, but a very, you know, effective. There's a lot of them out there, Marlin Model 60, you know, in the rear rack in the window. And I was just wondering if around his area, if he still sees pickups that even have an empty gun rack in the back. You know, it got to the point of where people were taking them out because rifles were starting to get stolen out of trucks and everything. So they started, you know, when they'd stop in town, they'd take it and they'd put it behind the seat or something, and you at least see a rifle rack in the rear window, and you don't even see that anymore. So the whole culture has just been disappeared.
Yeah, you know, it definitely has changed. It changed quite a bit. You know, with the last Texas legislative session, Alan, it returned it to the place where you could, if you were a student, have a rifle in your vehicle on, you know, school property, whether that gets overturned. next legislative session. Oh, we don't know. You know, you really can't tell the critters that are in charge in Austin. They may claim that they're conservatives, but they act a lot like liberals. They are scheming and plotting and whatever.
Yeah, that's another thing. You know, when I started college, you know, I was in a fraternity, and the national fraternity rules, and I think the U of A campus rules, University of Arkansas campus rules, said, you know, you can't have a weapon on campus. But, man, as far as I can recall, even the president of the fraternity had a deer rifle in his closet in his room, because when deer season came around, we all went deer hunting.
Okay. Sounds like a good time to segue into this. We're going to push back on the flag story for a second. So after that shooting that happened at Midland in Odessa, right, then we had the El Paso shooting. We had the vice versa, right? We have two shootings. We have a governor in our state. They call him technically Governor Abbott. Right, I call him Old Ironside because the old, TV series. He moves around in a wheelchair. I'm going to tell y'all.
Raymond Burr.
Tell y'all. Yeah. Raymond Burr, right. He passed some executive orders last week, right, to make y'all safe. All y'all are going to be safe now. Check it out. Here's his executive orders. Within 30 days of this order, the Texas Department of Public Safety shall develop standardized intake questions. That means when they take you into custody or somebody reports you, that they're going to ask, so when's the last time you tried to kill somebody? So you ever think about killing somebody? So you want to kill me? I don't know. Well, they're going to have experts, right, come up with those questions, the standard intake questions. Then they're also going to, within 30 days of this order, the Department of Public Safety shall develop clear guidelines based on appropriate legal standards for when and how to tell Texas law enforcement agencies and how they should submit suspicious activity reports. So this can be a unified methodology, for the lack of a better word, of how to turn in your neighbor. Right, and you know, say, I heard a gunshot over there. What do? You go to 1-800-TexasGunshots.com and you submit, and you might win a free apple pie, right? Because they've given away America. Let's see.
I see essences of a guy named Marcus Wolf involved in this. Yes.
Yeah. Within 60 days of this order, the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement shall make training available to educate all law enforcement officers regarding the standards that will be deployed pursuant order number one and order number two. The order in order number two. This is the intake process. You ask these questions, and then you report them back up the chain. That's pretty good, huh? The next parts of the order are basic, and they just tell how they're going to spend money, telling you that it's now time to, well, paddle on your neighbor because he just walked in from the car with a rifle in his hand. And you got to be sure, does your neighbor have a gun? Has it been checked out? Please contact Texas Department of Public Safety and say, my neighbor has a gun. And you might register for a free prize. You know, it's going to go crazy, folks. But they're using the nanny state right now. I actually expected something a little bit more nefarious from them. But maybe I'm just ahead of the process, Alan.
It's like, Steve, you know, we all agree that there should be reasonable gun control, right? Reasonable, you know. It's like, we'll let you have your firearms, but you can't have a trigger with them.
Reasonable gun control. Did I talk to you last week about how they're revisiting bike control out in New York?
Well, you did say something about New York. I was hoping it would be San Francisco because that little incident we went through. But you did say something about it. Well, what is there anything more on that?
No, there's nothing more, but that's the way it starts, you know. I just think of that all the time, and I don't have it up in my tab, so it must have been last week's news. But when they start, vilifying a substance, I mean, they're vilifying cars. They vilify bicycles now. They're becoming a top thing. But, you know, isn't that the natural progression of things? There's been talks in San Francisco about eliminating cars from the downtown area because they're taking up too much room and the homeless people can't find a place to shit, take a dump anymore. Sorry, I almost did swear. So once they've gotten rid of all those cars, man, how do they get their chunk of money for, well, kickbacks from insurance companies and registration maybe? You know, well, by regulating the bicycles, we can get even more money. Because in San Francisco, it's possible to live a lifetime without having a driver's license. In fact, I knew a lot of people that never got a driver's license. It's like, why would I? But it's a different reality. But out here, we need to drive. And, you know, firearms are completely different when I guess we're kind of in the firearm realm of things right now, and I'm going to look over, make sure I'm not stepping on another caller, because, you know, that's what seems to happen when I try to talk firearms lately. Here's the thing. Walmart and all those guys are taking away ammo. Good. Let them die. HEB, yeah, there are concealed carry only. Right. At least they allow carry. Let's just deal with that. Now Walmart has been concealed carry only, you know, but honestly, what's the difference between Walmart here in Texas and HEB here in Texas? They're owned by another family. They have, they're not looking out for you. Let's just say that. They're eliminating jobs. They just put in a whole bunch of scanners. You know, they're trying to back it off. So anyway.
They're eliminating the numbers of items, too, Steve. Remember, they just did this big redo of the whole thing where they, you know, the same aisles had the same things for years and years, and people could go in and find what they want. Now you go in, and it takes you 2 hours to go in because they changed everything, and there's less aisles of food. The aisles in between the shelves are wider. There are fewer aisles now.
I don't know about the products. I know the aisles are wider, but I do see this as, I can't even go in there anymore, Alan. I have a hard time, so I'm not going to be able to corroborate a lot of stuff. But the point of Walmart, the point of HEB, the grocery stores, is to eliminate people, eliminate the people that run the HEB, and to get you out of there. They want to deliver your food. That food lines are gone. You know, they'll deliver you your rations by drone or whatever in the future. And, you know, the future isn't that far away, folks. Right? You know, the HEB here in town and the Walmart both have these little pickup services where you go over there and you click on a web page and you might get what you ordered. You know, but just remember that just because it said that they have 2 ears of corn doesn't mean that they actually are going to send you 2 ears of corn, because they might not have any corn, right? So, you know, bummer. Just go get over it.
Well, Steve, you know, just something else that I've seen in our small town here. You know, I made the mistake. I was, lost my brain power and pulled into a local chicken, you know, fast food chicken place here. And, to get me some simulated chicken meat product. And on the little drive-up window thingy there, it says, you now can order your cheap, you know, rubber-flying, you know, chicken thing. You can get it delivered by Uber in Fredericksburg. So you can order chicken and have an Uber pick it up and deliver it to you. I mean, how insane. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't know. I know that chicken place that you're talking about, right? But that makes sense because, you know, their chicken is made out of rubber and foam, and Uber is rubber and foam. So, hey, maybe at least materialistically, they both go together. You know, there is the edible rubber. I don't know. We'll continue this conversation. We've got Chris out of Vegas, or Chris is near Vegas. He's not out of Vegas. He's near. Hey, Chris, are you there?
Well, good morning, Stephen Allen. Yes, as a matter of fact, I am still stuck in Las Vegas defending myself, but something you spoke about on the so-called reasonable gun control piqued my interest because I'd become a self-chosen to be informed critically about word terms. And the word term reasonable specifically fails the test for constitutional mandated specificity, being subject to the doctrine of void for vagues, because it is a subjective interpretive term, and as beauty is in the eye of the beholder, the meaning of reasonability is also in the skewed view of whoever's trying to false descript someone as being a reasonable or an unreasonable person, because it means nothing except for whatever the one that writes the document wants
Chris,
it to mean.
Chris, every now and then, I really love you and your wordification. You heard me emphasize that word, and that's exactly what I was meaning by it. Thank you.
Well, many of the words that are used in the so-called private policies posed as laws in these municipal corporations are very, very dangerously broad and vague. This is not done by accident. It's done with meticulous specificity, and the attorneys, the twisters of words, are experts at speaking in broad, vague generalities to you and letting you think you know what they mean when they mean something radically, dangerously different than what you think.
You can speak a sentence, but until you see that sentence written down, you don't know what that might mean in actual legalese, right, Chris? You know, how's it punctuated? Is it capitalized? You know, is it all capital? You know, is it exactly the wordplay that, and nothing is done. It's, you know, FDR came out, you know, like I said, every president seems like, you know, comes out and has one, you know, moment of sanity and clarity where he actually speaks the truth to the nation, you know. And, you know, that one is, you know, FDR with his, you know, if it happens in politics, it was planned.
Oh, absolutely. They call it a Freudian slip when they slip out and tell you the truth, and then they try to walk it back, or, that wasn't what I meant. What I really meant was this. The meanings of a word are really critical, and sometimes you have to mandate that they define their terms so you're not confused about what the true meaning they're imparting to it is, trying to apply it to you. In fact, one of the most dangerous concepts I've discovered in the so-called Anglish or English language, Anglish meaning bent or twisted man, the most dangerous words in our lexicon are pronouns, because they ascribe ownership to whomever you cast them on or put the spell on with those words. They can say it's yours or ours or they. Who are they? Which you do they put ownership on? You know, it's trying to label you with something that you may or may not be for their own purient interest.
So, Chris, you're saying the power is in the pronoun. Is that why the crazies always want to change their pronouns? I mean, I'm Lord Steve. No, I'm not a lord. I just made that up. But if I were to say something like that, you know, hi, I'm Steve O'Brien, and my pronoun is, well, man, I'm a guy, okay? Is that good? I can be called a guy.
For instance, we all know Steve's not a lord.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad at least I got one thing straight.
And you know, speaking of that
not
word,
to slight
I, a little
you.
Bit here. In a little bit here, I would like to get to, you know, some of the Brexit, and, you know, something came out this week that you don't hardly ever hear about, called the House of Lords.
Oh, yeah.
And who the House of Lords. Is it the House of Commons that has the power, or is it the House of Lords that holds the real power? Which one would you think, folks?
I suspect man behind the curtain.
I'm going to Vegas for my answers.
Hey, you guys, carry on. I don't want to take up your show, but it's always great to hear you on Sunday mornings, and God bless Texas and the United States of America and the Republic Broadcasting Network. Bye-bye.
There you go. Appreciate the call, Chris. It's always good to hear your voice. So I guess the Lord stopped Brexit, huh? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, well, yeah, they came in and put their 2 cents in, you know, for what it's worth. Kind of like, you know, when that good English guy named Boris, you know. Isn't it kind of funny how all these names are being turned and twisted from, you know, from the original countries, you know? I mean, how many guys over in England were really named Boris, or who's the mayor of London, Aga Khan or something like that? Everything is changing. You know, they're normalizing abnormalcy.
You know, I really want Trump to appoint Captain Kirk as the representative to Paris so he can go over there and say, "Con, con, con." Sorry, that's a Star Trek quote that not all y'all get.
I'd almost have more trust in someone who, lets his human animal behavior, you know, be a big part of the show. You know, I mean, Captain Kirk screwed everything.
Yeah, at least they
were proud of it.
And his crew didn't make fun of him, did they? They just went, "Oh, okay, he's got a new girlfriend this week, and next week." I want to get back.
She's a Venusian snow monkey, but she's great in the sack. Yeah.
I want to get back to the flag, Alan. Unless we get another caller, we can definitely take some more callers. The top of the hour break's coming up, so I might just get to start the flag story over again, and we'll move on. But our phone number is 1-800-313-9443. You can also join us in the chat room over at republicoftexas.chattango.com. I've been wanting to tell this flag story because it's very Fredericksburg. It's very Texas, right? We have a liberal newspaper, the Fredericksburg paper, and it likes to, tell us how we should be, right? Tell us that, that we need to get rid of straws, right? And it's time to start recycling, even though we're also told that the recycling is going to be coming to an end because it's not financially viable. That's just a take on things, folks, at least in the recycling side. It doesn't matter. Recycling doesn't make sense. We'll tax you for it. That's coming up in a few weeks, month. Hour one's over. Hour two's coming right up, right after the top of the hour break. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back. The farther sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.